Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Matthew Douglas Simpson, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Don't wait for tomorrow. You'll only waste tonight. Lay me down easy. Lay me down easy. Lay me down easy. Just like a dream of two hearts played in tune, a rhythm I love made that time cannot consume. We danced, we danced. So put your
This song always gets me some funny looks from usually people that go to my church. This is a song I wrote. We had a yard sale one time, me and my wife, and there's only a couple kinds of people that come to a yard sale. The people that that buy, you know, like the weirdest stuff you have that you're like, what do they need that? I don't need that. I never needed it, but they're buying it, and I don't get it. And then there's the people that read the paper, see that you have a yard sale at 8 o'clock in the morning. They show up at 8 o'clock on the dot. They don't buy anything, and they tell you their life story for an hour. This is what happened. This lady came and told us her whole entire life story, and this song came from it. So moral of the story is, if you go to a yard sale and you see a guy and he's playing a guitar, don't tell him your life story because he might write it down and play it on Red Barn Radio. She says she won't see tomorrow. If I leave her today, trapped between two outcomes, I don't want. But I'll go crazy if I stay.
tell me story. Tell me story about truth, love, and Oxycontin. Truth, love, and Oxycontin. Honey, are you just high? Are you in love with me? Helps me look for it the next. I go along thinking today she'll change. Man, I know it's insane. So tell me stories. Tell me story about truth, love, and Oxycontin. Truth, love, and Oxycontin. Honey, are you just high? Are you in love with me? Are you just high? Are you in love with me? Truth, love, and Oxycontin. Honey, are you just high? Are you in love with me? Are you just high? Are you in love with me?
I got a buddy, his name is Johnny. We grew up together, went to church together growing up. We went to school from kindergarten through most of high school, and then about halfway through high school, he told me he was moving away. He moved far away, and that was a bummer. But we reconnected. I moved to Maysville. I had just met my now wife, and I had moved to Maysville to take a ministry there. It turns out that he had moved about an hour away, so we were able to reconnect and meet up. I learned a lot of stuff that day that I didn't know. I felt horrible that we had lost connection, but he told me that his wife had passed away, and it just blew my mind. I was just like, man, how could I not know these things? How can I, you know, how do we miss each other that much that we, something so significant? And as we talked through that, you know, he told me that story, and I talked to him about what had happened with my mother, and he had missed that, and he couldn't believe that he knew about, didn't know about that, and he just kind of got quiet, and he said, yeah, it was a really cold winter. And he was talking about the fact that she just wasn't there next to him anymore. And so I went home and thought that that was just such a profound thing to say. So I wrote a song about it, and it's for Johnny.
Barefoot in the fields, I'll wait for you. Remembering all the times I had with you. The spring turned to summer and the summer turned to fall. Well, I wish I'd known it by December you'd be gone. It was the coldest
bed that I laid in on the day you died. We were married in the field where I first kissed you. Tears flooded in my eyes when you said I do. We laid you in the ground just a little afternoon, until death do us part never came so soon. It was the coldest winter that I've ever had, wishing you were there to warm my bed. Oh, the only thing colder than the weather outside was the bed that I laid in on the day you died. It was the coldest winter that I've ever had, wishing you were there to warm my bed. Oh, the only thing colder than the weather outside was the bed that I laid.
So one of the songs that you played in your first set was about taking chances, and is that, from your vantage point, a pretty significant chance that you've taken to be honest?
A lot of people think that song is about taking a chance on a girl. It's not. It's about taking a chance on trusting Jesus. If you listen to the bridge of that song, you know, it says, I took my chance on you. It's not talking about a lady. It's talking about choosing to go down that path and living a way that maybe he would want me to. And usually that means that I have to love people when I choose to go down that path. And that opens doors and opens things that the other way wouldn't necessarily open. I think I found the perfect church for me to work at, because Leesburg is definitely a church where the people that come have maybe been burnt by religion, burnt by the church before, gone through rough times at a church, not always feeling judged, and they haven't seen that side of Jesus, because people are always like, how can you be in the bars? And I'm always, my first answer is always like, where would Jesus be right now? He's out in the world loving on people. He's not stuck cooped up in here in these pews and watching church go by. That's not who he is. And I don't want to be like that. Started out with nothing, still got most of it. Pinching down through the hard times, nothing to show for it. I've seen hungry eyes trade dreams for lies, to a suit with a pitch and a smile. Watch the daddy's land slip through his hand like grain sifting out of your palm. And can you see it now? Faded now. Can you hear it now? Here comes This old town will run you down, leave you beaten and barely alive. She'll push your pills and promise thrills and strip you of all of your pride. Can you see it now? Faded now.
bass blues.
I grew up in a little trailer park in Cynthiana, Kentucky, one of the happiest places that I can remember. We've talked a little bit about that on the show before.
I remember that, and there are new listeners, you know, so I think we can go through some of that again because it's so interesting.
Yeah, I grew up in a trailer park. My mom and my dad, they moved here from Indiana, and Dad started a mechanic business and a shop, a little body shop, and that was the place that they were living while they were getting off their feet. And then Dad passed away when I was 9. So Mom decided that she was going to work 3 jobs and save up and find a way to for us to move somewhere else. But during that time, she passed me around to every neighbor that would watch me while she worked 3 jobs. And that was what she did. But I have no regrets, and we loved it.
Your recollections of the trailer park are, as a young kid are all just terrific.
You always had friends to play with. You always had, you know, somebody close by. If something went wrong, you could always borrow things. Hmm. We shared with each other. It was a really great place.
Some people say it takes a village, but it took a trailer park to raise me right. Clothesline swinging in the backyard, I can go seek behind a propane tank, skinned up knees and grass stains on my jeans. Climb a tree to the tippy top, sipping L.A., every last drop. Oh, maybe one day we'll buy ourselves a double wide. Football in the neighbor's yard, bicycle tires with baseball cards. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. Fall guy truck and the General Lee, a few Hot Wheels was all we needed. Cops and robbers and drinking from the holes. Buckeye fights and dirt clawed wars, and breaking green beans on a good friend's porch. We'll have a catch when Dad gets home from work. I'll climb a tree to the tippy top, sipping L.A. every last drop. Oh, maybe one day we'll buy ourselves a double wide. Football in the neighbor's yard, bicycle tires with baseball cards. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. Okay. tree to tippy top, sipping ale, every last drop. Oh, maybe one day we'll buy ourselves a double wide. Football in the neighbor's yard, bicycle tires with baseball cards. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off.
Thank you guys so much.
I would like to thank the Matthew Douglas Simpson Band for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka and Trevor North. Also, those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
More thanks this to the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, let's hear an encore from the Matthew Douglas Simpson Band.
Got a box full of Tennessee tears, saved them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Well, I remember I was stale beer nights, the Cubs, the Dives, and the marquee signs. Turned our backs to the past, but in time we found a way to sneak up behind. Talk is cheap, that's what my mom says. We're down on a look, too proud to bet. Stubborn as fools, scratch and stay. Got a box full of Tennessee tears, save them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Bobby slinging ink down on Broadway for Billy Joe. Zach left town about a year ago. Donnie did some time down in Abilene. Moved to Baton Rouge with a Cajun queen. He's got a box full of Tennessee tears, save him up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. I don't talk much about those days anymore. I'm just out here trying to walk that line. Headed home, I'm kin. Kentucky bound. Brad used a rope and found his way out. You gotta have something to leave it behind, but all I got is these reasons why. Got a box full of Tennessee tears, save them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Tennessee tears, save them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Got a box full of Tennessee tears.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Maddie, Shannon, and Richie for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.